Friends, central bank digital currency, that is CBDC, or that is digital rupee. This currency came into existence in 2020 and it is a legal tender by Reserve Bank of India. About this central bank digital currency, we will discuss in this chapter for understanding the concept of the digital bank currency, then structure, feature, as well as understanding RBI's pilot program on wholesale CBDC and retail CBDC, analyze programmability and the design features of CBDC, including offline functionality. We also examine how the CBDC can operate beyond the banking channels, its access implications, and evaluate the challenges in adopting the privacy concern, cybersecurity risk, operational readiness, and regulatory framework. So our structure for the discussion will be the concept of and features of the CBDC, pilot project considered by RBI as a wholesale and retail CBDC, then programmability of the CBDC, design, implication of retail banking, risk challenges, operational, regulatory framework, and future outlook for CBDC during the period from 2025 to 2030 that we will discuss here. You know that RBI began the CBDC pilot project, central bank currency, pilot program in 2022, not 2020 as I referred earlier, to evaluate both wholesale CBDC, that is E-Rupee W, and E-Rupee R, that is retail CBDC. These pilot aims to test the digital rupee functionality, its scalability, security, and user experience. For the retail banking sector, CBDC is not just another payment option, but it represents a structural shift that may affect deposit mobilization, lending and liquidity management, payment system economics, and customer behavior. Concept. What is the concept of central bank digital currency? The central bank digital currency is issued by Reserve Bank of India, which is intended for daily retail transactions, wholesale financial market settlement. Therefore, CBDC is digital sovereign money. It's a legal tender issued and regulated by RBI, transferable peer-to-peer via intermediaries, and designed to complement and not replace the physical cash. The objective of CBDC introduction is to enhance the efficiency of payment system, then support the innovation in digital money, then expand the financial inclusion and strengthen the monetary sovereignty, as well as improving the cross-border payment. Now, what are the types of CBDC? Types of CBDC, as I said earlier, one is CBDC wholesale, that is EW, that is E rupee W, and E rupee R, that is CBDC retail. The CBDC W, that is wholesale, is used for settlement of government security, interbank settlement, money market, and repo transactions. That is the wholesale. And in retail, it is used by individuals, merchants, corporates, government entities. The retail CBDC aims to replicate the advantage of the cash in digital form. The key features of digital rupee consist of, it is a legal tender. CBDC has the same legal status of physical currency. All merchant, business, and banks must accept the CBDC where the digital payments are accepted, then digital secure and RBI backed, then it is token based design retail, then it is account based design wholesale and use among the banks and financial institution. Programmability, offline capability, interoperability, and highly secure architecture and anonymity options are some of the characteristic features of CBDC. The benefits of CBDC. Benefits consist of faster and safer digital cash, no transaction fees, offline usability, and for the banks, it is lower cost of the cash handling, reduced settlement risk, and efficient interbank operations. For the government, it is instant welfare payment, reduction in leakage and fraud, real-time fiscal visibility. For economy, it is CBDC is higher digital payment adoption and reduced dependency on cash and seamless digital commerce. Limitations consist of cybersecurity threat, then user privacy issue, cost implementation, impact on bank deposit, and risk of the bank disintermediation and public awareness and adoption challenges. RBI's pilot project in wholesale and retail CBDC. Reserve Bank of India initiated the pilot project for Central Digital Currency CBDC in 2022, marking it a major milestone in India's transition towards modern digital monetary system. The pilots are classified into two distinct categories, CBDCW and CBDCR, ERW and ERR. Each category has unique objective, right? Design, etc. Now, overview of RBI's CBDC rollout strategy. RBI's overall strategy behind CBDC pilot out consists of testing various technology models, understanding operational risk, evaluating user experience, studying monetary implication, and preparing the regulatory framework. CBDC WRW, that is ERW pilot. It is launched in December 1, 2022. User are consumers, merchants, business, and government bodies. Its objective is to enhance the efficiency of interbank settlement, modernize government security market, that is GSEC, and test the applicability in money market, and study interoperability with the payment and security platform. CBDC retail, that is ER-R, it is launched on December 2022, same time, consumer merchant business and government bodies, it is used. Objective is to retail pilot, provides digital counterpart to physical cash. So it is peer-to-peer payment, peer-to-merchant payments, and enhance the financial inclusion. It reduces the cost, to reduce the cost of the cash management, that is printing, transport, storage, etc. Test interoperability with the existing digital payment system and evaluate the real-world scalability. Offline CBDC pilot 2023-24. RBI launched offline experiments in hilly region like Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, etc. Remote rural areas. Offline CBDC supports NFC tap pay and blueprint based transfers. Hardware wallet, challenges under study, double spending prevention, synchronization after going online, offline wallet security, government and corporate pilot use cases consist of the government uses use cases is subsidies, DBT transfer, social benefit scheme, and targeted public distribution system, that is PDS. Corporate users consist of employee benefit card, meal vouchers, travel allowance, vendor payment, These are enabled through the programmability features. Now, programmability, distribution beyond the bank, and CBDC design. Now, regarding the programmability of the CBDC, it is one of the most transformative feature of CBDC. This enables embedding the predefined rules or conditions into currency or the transaction process. This creates new use case for government, business, and consumers. Government use for the purpose of purpose-bound subsidiaries, then for time-bound welfare payments, then for emergency relief and disaster payment, and for targeted public distribution system and welfare programs. Corporate use case consists of expenses management, vendor payment, and employee benefit wallet. Consumer use case consists of parental control wallet, event-based spending, then goal-based budgeting. Distribution beyond the banks consists of two-tier model. RBI is designing CBDC in two forms, two architecture, similar to that of existing cash distribution ecosystem. This model facilitates the participation of both banks and regulated non-bank entities in distributing the CBDC to end user. Now, Tier 1 is the Reserve Bank of India. RBI will issue and redeem the CBDC, maintain the central ledger, regulate supply and monitor risk, define CBDC technology standard, and oversees the cybersecurity and integrity. In Tier 2, bank and authorization non-bank entities. Entities in Tier 2 will be distributed CBDC customers, maintain customer-facing wallets, conduct KYC AML, and perform transaction monitoring. CBDC wallet architecture consists of one custodial digital wallet offered by the bank, payment service providers, and fintech app. And its features consist of use balance stored in secure servers, PIN biometric authentication, and QR-based payments. Hardware wallet consists of, that is a future phase. Offline CBDC will require smart card, NFC-based tokens, and secure elements in device wearable wallets. These devices will enable the offline peer-to-peer CBDC transfers. Wallet tiers and its limit. Tier 1 wallets, it is a low value, minimum KYC. Tier 2 wallets, it's a full KYC with higher limit. And Tier 3 wallets is a corporate or institutional wallets. Advantages of design framework consist of efficiency, interoperability, low cost, high security, offline capability and programmability, and flexibility for bank fintechs. Challenges for the CBDC design is, challenge includes ensuring privacy, preventing double spending during the offline transfer, managing valid security, building merchant acceptance, and integrating with the banking systems, avoiding excessive deposit migration from the bank. Implication of retail banking consists of impact on the bank deposit and liability. CBDC could alter how customers hold the money as it competes directly with the bank deposits. The possible shift from deposit to CBDC wallet and implication for the banks will consist of reduced deposit base, potential liquidity pressure, higher cost of attracting the deposit, and shift in focus towards the fee-based services. Regulatory safeguards are also another concern. Implications for payment system. Implications consist of strengthening the digital payment ecosystem, interoperability with the UPI, and potential disruption to card network, improved settlement and reconciliation. Now, the implications for lending and crediting lending and credit market, its implication, CBDC's implications for lending and credit markets. CBDC cannot be on lent. Banks cannot lend CBDC because it is RBI issued and not a commercial bank liability. Okay? Then, lending still relies on deposit. Therefore, lending depends on deposits remain in stable, and CBDC growth may force banks to innovate in a new deposit product. Now, CBDC and unified lending interface. Future convergence possible. Programmable loan dispersal, real-time loan repayment, purpose-restricted credit lines, and automated KYC AML compliance. Government lending schemes consist of targeted credit subsidy scheme, MSME lending with the usage tracking, and education, health, and priority sector loan. Implications of cross-border payment and remittances. A faster and cheapest remittances, then greater transparency and security. Integration with the global CBDC network, like India is already collaborating with UAE, Singapore, Japan, and BIS Mbridge Global CBDC projects. Implication for the banks consist of banks may lose some remittance fee income, but it will gain a new opportunity in cross-border CBDC services. Implications for the financial inclusion consist of an offline CBDC payment which enables the transaction without internet and retail adoption in rural, tribal, hilly areas. No need of traditional bank account. CBDC wallets can function with minimum KYC, SIM-based verification, and hardware wallet. Government benefit via CBDC is for the faster debit transfer, no leakage or delays, and the programmability ensures the intended use and reduce the cost of transaction. No or minimal fee, increased adoption among the small merchants. Then implication for compliance and audit risk management. Enhanced transparency. Digital ledger of all the CBDC transactions. Easier AML CFT monitoring and automated audit trails are covered under enhanced transparency. Privacy transparency balance consists of RBI aims for cash-like anytime for small-value CBDC and full traceability for high-value transfers. New cybersecurity requirement, liability and dispute management, strategic opportunities for the banks, and strategic opportunity for bank for CBDC also opens new opportunities. And this opportunity consists of one CBDC-based product innovation. CBDC-linked prepaid wallets, then programmable corporate wallets, and micro-loan through the programmable cash flows. Now, lower-cost handling physical cash. Lower-cost handling physical cost consists of reduced ATM load, lower vault management cost, decreased currency distribution expenses. And enhanced digital presence consists of banks can provide CBDC wallet app, cross-platform CBDC services, CBDC-based merchant acquiring solutions. Challenges for the banks consist of, it must address the bank may face the challenges such as reduced deposit base, high technology upgrade cost, managing customer adoption, more complex cybersecurity risk, and operational restructuring. Risk challenge and operational issue consist of cybersecurity risk, which consists of threat from hacking the cyber attack, then key management risk, then double spending risk, that is especially in offline CBDC, and third party vulnerability. Privacy and confidentiality challenges consist of striking a balance between user privacy and regulatory oversight, which is a complex in nature, transactions traceability versus user anomaly, data protection and surveillance concern, sensitive financial patterns, deposit and flight disintermediation risk deposit flight and disintermediation risk consist of causes that CBDC may causes the deposit migration away from the commercial bank, direct impact on the bank deposit, liquidity stress during the crisis, and impact on bank's lending model. Now, operational and infrastructure challenges. As far as CBDCs is concerned, it requires the high level of technological readiness from all participants. Upgrading core banking system, interoperability with UPI, NEFT, RTGS, and merchant adoption barriers, offline CBDC complexities. Scalability and system resilience consist of high transaction volume, network outages, and redundancy and disaster recovery. Next one will be AML CFT compliance risk, and that will be the CBDC requires the robust monitoring of the system because the risk type is a risk of misuse. Then settling appropriate KYC tiers is another risk. Then difficulties with automated monitoring is also another risk. Then consumer adoption challenges consist of lack of awareness, user experience issue, then trust in digital currency and behavioral barriers. Cost and resources requirement consist of infrastructure upgrades, hardware wallet production, and ongoing maintenance. Legal and policy challenges consist of updating the law and regulations, cross-border legal harmonization, and consumer protection rules. Regulatory framework for CBDC in India consists of legal foundation for the CBDC in India is RBI Act 1934. It governs the issuance and management of the currency in India. Payment and Settlement Act 2007 governs the payment system, settlement, and interoperability. And Information Technology Act 2000 supports digital signatures, authentication, and cybersecurity norms. Then comes the Digital Personal Data Protection Act, where it can govern the handling and protection of the personal data. Now, the regulatory authorities overseeing the CBDC consist of RBI, Government of India, National Payment Corporation of India, Data Protection Board. KYC, AML, and CFT framework consist of KYC requirement, AML and CFT monitoring, and valid limit. Operational and technical standard consist of security encryption standard, interoperability standards, then offline CBDC guidelines, and resilience and disaster recovery. Because these technical standards that ensures the CBDC safety, interoperability, and the resilience. Then consumer protection and grievances redressal. RBI ensures that CBDC follows the strong consumer protection framework, where it has got a right of the protections for the users, then complaint escalation structure is given, and transparency norms are provided. Privacy and data governance framework consists of privacy by design principle, transactions visibility, data minimization. Then cross-border CBDC regulatory coordination is consisting of certain monetary norms and regulatory norms which are covered under Foreign Exchange Management Act, that is FEMA compliance, international regulatory bodies, bilateral CBDC corridor agreements, governance and audit reporting framework. This governance, CBDC introduces new requirement for the governance and accountability, where it consists of governance committees, that is RBI plus banks, and then periodic CBDC reporting also happens, and independent audits are undertaken. The challenges in regulatory landscape consist of need for legislative amendment, balancing privacy and regulatory visibility, interoperability with the global CBDC, and complaint and dispute frameworks. Future outlook for CBDC 2025 to 2030, many things may happen during these next five years period. That will be, first one will be integration of CBDC with UPI and digital payments, where there will be a full interoperability with the UPI, CBDC based merchant payment, and UPI plus CBDC hybrid payment options may be made available. Number two is the expansion of the cross-border CBDC corridor, that is bilateral CBDC payments, multi-CBDC bridges, and low-cost remittances. Offline CBDC at nationwide scale consists of, by 2027, offline CBDC could become a mainstream. Then programmable money for the government and business. This will be consisting of the government use, corporate use, and consumer use. Then CBDC as a catalyst for the smart infrastructure, because it integrates with the IoT and the machine to machine, that is M2M system. Banking system transformation consists of the reshaping of commercial banks operations and business model, consisting transformation of deposit, new digital product, real-time settlement, potential revenue pressures, etc. With this, we complete our discussion on central bank digital currency. Friends, thank you very much.